Everybody, welcome back. This is Wasted Attention, and I'm super loud right now. And I'm loud because we're going to talk about Mushroom Head.
Loud and proud, baby.
Loud and proud. Got JD.
Yep.
Got Ivan.
Hello.
This is a continuation of last week's episode where we kind of started talking about Mushroom Head. And we're like,
yeah, it got brought up. I don't know how, but it did.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to kind of do this in an interesting fashion, and it's in the fashion that we don't really fucking know how we're going to do this.
Yeah, it's a trial and error process.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can tell.
We all had different ideas on it, too. Jake was like, yeah, I was going to say something, but...
Because my idea was take 10 songs, not necessarily do the whole discography thing,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, give each song... Like, I feel like Mushroom Head isn't as well known as other bands that we talk about, so let's do a playlist fucking style. Let's pick 10 songs.
Mm-hmm.
It could be either your top 10 or your mm-hmm. most recommended.
Okay.
And let's make a playlist for our fucking sites.
Okay.
And anybody willing to like listen to this, and then try to sell you on Mushroom Head, man.
Yeah.
That's my idea.
There
my
you go.
Take.
All right. So that's the episode this week. We're gonna sell you Mushroom Head.
That's right.
Okay.
We got some Tree other fitty. Ones we gotta do too.
Tree fitty. I don't know how comfortable you guys are talking about it, but after Save Your Sorrow is kind of when it dipped for me a little bit.
I've been checking them out. Those were like my least listened to, but mm-hmm. I was listening to them a lot the last couple days. They're not on my list, but it doesn't mean I don't think they're good.
Right.
So like, I think that's something to save for later on.
Okay.
Maybe some
okay.
honorable mentions.
Yeah, I got one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that was what, The Righteous and the Butterfly?
Yep.
And then Ugly
Stories. Beautiful Stories for Ugly Children.
There you go.
I wasn't big on that one. Butterfly was pretty decent though.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Come on, it's got all three of them in there.
Yeah.
You know, well, I don't want to get into it because I want to talk later on. So we'll get into that. But so basically we'll kind of start Mushroom Head, formed in 1993. Had a shitload of lineup changes over the years. Good God.
Yeah, I looked at that Wikipedia.
I just learned something.
What's that?
That Gravy and Skinny are brothers.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that either.
Oh.
God damn.
Damn, dude. Props to the research, man. you know, everybody's going to talk about the comparisons of Slipknot and Mushroom Head. Clearly, all the research that I've read and my extensive Wikipedia knowledge is it's more of a fan base thing than a band thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
No?
Yeah.
Do you know any insider
stuff? I feel like maybe
stuff?
Some people have said shit in the past.
Right.
I feel like I'm looking at nothing. I don't know why.
Nothing has said something since he's left the band.
Okay, well, there you go.
Okay, what'd he say?
Something like, I you know what?
Did you I'm even read? Like, I went to their website and like they have like a whole biography. Check that out and let me know what you think.
Okay.
I believe Corey even said on one of his like one of those things where he's at
live talking,
yes,
fucking acoustic.
Yes. Exactly.
Book tour type fucking mm-hmm. thing.
He's mentioned that it was fans.
Yeah.
Like
right.
one fan like either threw a lock at another one or something like that.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
And then
I remember that, you know, now that you mention that, because didn't they come out into the crowd because they had their shit off and they remembered
yeah.
who was throwing stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some shit like that. I don't remember.
He was like, we fucking handled it or
yeah.
something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I remember. That's the one.
That's funny. That's too funny. I don't know. You'll be a dick. Throw a lock. Jesus Christ, man.
If I'm being honest, I would take Mushroom Head over Slipknot, too.
Really?
I would. There's more depth
dude,
for it
man.
For me.
Yeah?
See, 1999. Fuck it. I remember the first time somebody told me about it. Mushroom Head, dude. I was a freshman in high school. It was my English class. I had this dude, like a classroom buddy, sat in front of me. He was talking about playing drums and stuff like that. He said his older brother lived in Cleveland, and he was like, you got to check out this band. And then it was Mushroom Head. And then fucking, I'll just leave it for, because it's, it goes in with this stuff. So.
Okay. That's pretty sweet, man. Big local scene obviously helped catapult them to what they are.
Yeah, definitely.
Cleveland had some fucking good shit.
Cleveland
Thugs
rocks,
Harmony.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
I'm a shaman, man. Thuggish Ruggish, man. Every time Schwarbs comes out for the Cubs, I get excited because they play Thuggish Ruggish.
Do they?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Sweet. So, do you just want to like just jump? Do we want to say someone say a song and then we kind of comment on it? Or
well, it depends who you want to start first. If you, do you want me to start and we
yeah.
just go around?
Yeah,
We'll walk it down from our 10 to like what our number one is. It doesn't have to be in order if you don't want it to be, but...
Okay.
I don't have a particular order until the last
okay.
four.
Okay.
right, I'll start it.
Start
just,
it, man.
Just for the fuck of it.
Start
since
it.
This is my little idea here, but I'm going to go with Crazy.
Crazy was a good cover, man.
Great cover,
that's,
man. Yep. That's solid.
Yep. That is maybe one of my favorite ones.
Really?
Like, I think they've done
covers,
so much.
Or?
Favorite covers.
Of all time?
Yes.
Yeah?
It's one of them.
They put an interesting...
It's got so much fucking energy to it.
It does.
And like, no, we're never going to survive. And then the drum beat that's underneath it. It's, yeah, I don't know. Just the way they emphasize it, too.
It's a twist.
It's yeah. with, I like Gravy's playing style with his guitar, dude. He's chuggy.
Mm-hmm.
He's got it, dude. That's probably why all that shit was so good, because it's got that, you know, brother connection thing going, probably.
And for the most time, it's like simple, too. Like, he's usually chugging on like one simple chord. And I remember back in the day, it's usually because they got so many different pieces. Like, you don't want to overstep anything.
Yeah.
So he'll chug on the one note and let, you know, Stitch or Smosh or whoever do the extra layers here and there and shit. So it's really cool. I like that they kept the fucking vocals. There's heavy in there, but you know, nothing still has the fucking the melodies down. They're not this death metal fucking we're just gonna bark everything.
Right. Yeah.
So you still get the essence of the song, and it just fucking complements it. Huh. They're good at fucking cover tunes, man.
Yeah, yeah. I had I'll roll right into it. I had Adele's Rumor Has It on there.
I thought about putting that on there just because it's interesting.
Yeah.
I hated when they covered White Stripes, so I'm just going to throw that
out. Oh, that was pretty bad. That was pretty bad.
Go see them.
Yes.
I hated that song. I was like, nah!
That was the most cringe moment I've ever been at a show. J-Man and Jeffrey were kind of going at it. And like, basically, it was just kind of like an off night, I think, for them. Where were we at, Ivan?
I want to say it was Oasis.
It was Oasis. You're right. It was on the 13 tour, probably.
I don't know.
It was a long time ago.
No.
03, 04-ish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
Easily.
Yeah.
I think it was a Halloween show.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
Kitty.
Yep, Kitty. In Spine Chink?
Could have been.
Something like that. 40 Below.
That's where I kissed Morgan Lander in the cheek.
Oh, Morgan. Morgan is so gorgeous, man. I love Kitty. I fucking love Kitty, man.
Who loves Kitty?
I love Kitty.
That song, Cutthroat's sick.
Oh, isn't it, dude? Oh, my God. Yeah, their later stuff was really thrashy. Much different than what everything Spit was and Funeral for a Friend and all that. But yeah, anyways, the performance was kind of off. There was a couple times where Jeff was singing into the mic, nothing was coming out, and then like J-Man and him were kind of like exchanging like looks, and then at one point didn't J-Man like kick the fucking PA over in the front and walked off?
I missed the whole kicking thing.
Yeah.
And I think my attention was somewhere else, but I remember J-Man was waving by, and after that they fucking did that White Stripes.
That's right. That was kind of like, what do we do? Now's our time. That was uncomfortable. But I don't know. It's kind of like Machine Head, but Mushroom Head. The two heads.
A head.
The heads of dysfunction.
They're all bumping
head
heads.
Yeah.
So was your choice, Rumor Has It?
Yeah, I had Rumor Has It on my list.
That was your
one of my one top, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Interesting.
Not necessarily the first one I would have said, but since you said cover.
Yeah, I just started with that.
Yeah.
At first, I started to rank them like I would personal favorites, but I was like, you know, that'd be the good one to start off with.
You know, I like...
Even though it's probably a little bit higher.
Something
like,
people
just
know.
How it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Rumor has it was, I think, less of a strong cover compared to Crazy, because Crazy completely reinvented itself, I think, with that.
I think so. I would agree that.
And plus, Crazy is just a weird song to cover because Seal's timing was all over the place, man.
Yeah, he's got a fucking... Hey, I like Seal.
He's pretty sweet.
I got some jams on there.
No, he's cool, man. I like when... I like when bands cover songs and make it their own. Instead of just relying on this generic cover, like, I know
what do you
not,
think, Devil Driver?
Which cover?
Sale.
Oh, that was cool.
That's the first time I ever heard it, so it was kind of weird for me.
Was it?
I thought it was a Devil Driver song.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're like, cool. Somebody's covering like, cool. Devil Driver?
Yeah, I was like, what is
I like
this
Dez's
shit?
Vocal effect that he used in that.
I like the country album. What was the one he did with Hank the Third?
Oh, shit.
I forget the name of that song.
I don't know the
but,
name
of
it.
Is it Country Heroes?
I'm bad at that.
It's with Hank the Third. Yeah, I thought that was a cool fucking tune too.
They were wanting to do that for a long time. That yes. album, the country. Was it like Outlaws
to the End or something?
Yeah, man. I'm looking right
now. I think it's Country Heroes or something.
So Devil Driver was Outlaws to the End, Volume 1 was the name of the album, and Country Heroes.
Yes.
Not Hogan's Heroes.
But Country Heroes.
Yeah. But anyways, what I was going to say was another cover that I like that I know none of you are going to comment on was Sade's Ordinary Love. Deftones did it. And it's a weird fucking song. Audio. But I like the weird audio, you know. Well,
we'll have to do a covers episode.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Undercover.
Yeah, my all-time favorite is still Any Given Day, Diamonds.
Diamonds.
Rihanna.
Oh, yeah. Because it was more of that rock pop version. Or was it the heavier one?
Oh, it's heavy.
It was the heavy it's one? Heavy. Sweet. You have to look that up. Any Given Day?
Yep.
All right. Ivan, what's your track, man?
Sun Doesn't Rise.
Yes. Such a good one.
I got some compliment on that earlier. Or later on, I should say.
Yeah? Okay.
Oh, so I guess I should jump in here.
Yeah.
I guess my next one would be Indifferent. You want to go back old school, I'm going to go Indifferent.
Indifferent.
Which, yeah, what's that one on Super Buick? Or it's one Super of the early Buick? Ones. Well, it's, I always
want to say
confused.
It's off the first one.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh, look.
What stands out for you for that one?
Maybe it's that rhythm. And,
yeah,
it's just
first
like,
one.
I feel like that's, I have no good reason why. It just catches me. I don't know.
I think it's a good one to show Mushroom Head because they got like a lot of like, keys and shit, you know.
It's true.
So
I'm not a key kind of guy, but this band is, it's always flowed well, you know. If you're going old,
Stitch is good.
Yes, he is. If you're going old school, I'm gonna go off that album and say Simpleton.
I've always heard of that. I never listened to that one specifically.
It's weird. It's super fucking weird.
It's on a few albums.
Is it?
Yeah, I think that one's on XX, I believe.
I don't think it is. Cause I didn't. I only heard it because of Lewis. Cause Lewis had Super Buick, or no, he had the first one burned.
He had XX.
He had XX. I'm looking right now. I could be making an asshole.
Yeah, that was my
him,
first
so.
Delve into Mushroom Head was XX.
No, not on it. But that's a sweet one. You should check that out.
I will. I'll go off your recommendation.
Please do. Please do. That's what I'm here for. Ivan, what you got, man?
Nowhere to Go.
That's a good one. I like that one. That's J-Man's flows in that one is really fucking awesome to me. I like his lyrics, dude.
Dude, J-Man's a lyric king.
We're gonna go. We're gonna dive into these coming up here.
Do it. Do dive-ins. Ivan's with the dive-in.
This body figure hits and last have I survived. Breathe it. I can feel the knife widening. This great fight. A confession of a fallen king. I do almost anything. Die to be your everything. Yeah, I had to do it like that. Sorry.
Nice. I like that. That's good.
This was good.
That's good. You're up.
Me again?
Yeah, you're
again. All right. All right. So I'm going to go with a kind of a weird one, but Cut Me from Save Your Sorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think it's catchy enough and it's got a hook in there, but it's the way it starts off so slow, it's a little more experimental. It's like cool.
It
the
is.
Cool side of Mushroom Head.
They really changed themselves with that album.
I think so. There's a.
Well, they had to.
Yeah. You could only do Never Let It Go.
J-Man,
times.
Right?
Yeah.
A couple of them, right?
That was weird, man, because you didn't know what to expect at that time, you know?
Yeah.
And you're like, holy shit.
And it felt so smooth. Like, not that I didn't miss J-Man, but those songs just kind of hit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, I don't know. Like, that was the first album that really like kind of got me to go back into the older stuff.
Really?
Even though I hadn't had them, it kind of made me dive a little deeper.
See, I was a little salty.
Were you?
Because I'm a J-Man fanatic, and he left, and they got someone new, and then he was also singing. I'm like,
yeah,
that's not your area, dude.
Right.
But then it was just too good, and I'm like, I like it.
Yeah.
Because we all went and seen them at the House of Blues right around like that Savior tour.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they opened up with Damage Done. Damage they had done. The fucking water drums and shit.
Water
dude, that
drums
was fucking
awesome.
It was oh, man, that's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn.
That, like, it's all about the theatrical element, man. That
I think so.
The curtains kind of parted a little
bit.
You
said that dun-dun band.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I said I want to be in a masked band. I've always wanted to do that. Because you can just fucking do whatever, man.
Yes, you can, man. After we all stopped hanging out, I went and saw them in Fort Wayne at this place called Pierre's. It's like a really small little room that was really sweet, too. just right up front on the water drums, and literally ran into every single member of that band in Dunkin' Donuts.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they it was like early in the afternoon because I was kind of neurotic about making everybody be there early, as we all know, freezing our ass off multiple times. But went and got gas, and we're like, oh, I got to go take a piss. So, you know, me and a couple other people, we went in, and they're all just literally sitting there eating donuts. I was like, don't you guys got something to be doing right now?
It's awesome. They're
like, hey, fuck you, man. But like, kidding, you know. I was like, oh, that's cool. I got my dick hard.
This dude always just like accidentally runs into people.
So anyways, I was out this weekend. Hey, I guess who I bumped into.
Exactly, but it works for the show, right? Yeah. See, everything happens for a reason.
I just wish I had some stories to tell sometimes. You know what I mean?
We're working on it. We are working on it.
Okay.
Save Your Sorrow, I'm gonna go with 1200.
That's my next one.
You tied it.
Jinx. Talk amongst yourselves.
Killer way to start off an album. Fucking get you pumped, man. You know, no, did that start it off?
That's
the first one. Yeah. You're kind of waiting there for him to like really jump in. Why got you look at me? It's so good.
That hits really good, man. I'm not gonna lie.
the what really got me is that harmony that him and Jeff do. That I wonder why they don't sound terrible like me, but but it was cool, man. I just dig it. That was good.
Yeah.
Who will survive?
So
back to me. God damn.
Yeah,
Marty.
I guess.
Okay,
yeah.
So mm-hmm. I'm gonna go off of Save Your Sorrow again, but. Mm-hmm. The Need, because I was going to pick a slow one.
Okay.
And at first I had Save Us / Embrace the Ending, because mm-hmm. I like those two songs and the acoustic one, but I switched up with The Need.
Okay.
So, you know, it's just one of them like ballady songs. I'm a sucker for ballads and hooks and shit, so.
It's true. You are.
That's my choice.
Okay.
The slow shit.
Okay. Just Pretending off of that album I enjoyed.
Yeah.
Is that on your list too?
It was on my honorable mention.
Nice.
It was on mine as well.
Nice.
Yeah, he's, yeah, it's just definitely a different direction for them, more melodic driven. Like I feel like that stuff could have been played on the radio.
Agreed.
Yep.
Some of it was,
I
man.
Feel somebody missed out on an opportunity there.
They really, you know, that's what's disappointing is that they were, I felt like kind of on that cusp, man. You know, I remember at that Fort Wayne show, there was a radio station out there called The Bear, and they were getting played out there. I was like, man, I fucking wish that Chicago had something,
dude.
Man.
If you take trips anywhere else, like driving up to Michigan or fucking who knows where, dude, like I heard so many other bands and different songs I'd never hear in Chicago.
It sucks. It's Chicago, man.
Chicago sucks.
No, I agree. I hate all cities.
Yeah, I get you. Ivan, you're up.
Xeroxed.
Xeroxed. Ooh, that's on my list, too. God,
that's a heavy fucking tune.
Yes.
Course, the death metal fucking vocals.
Yeah.
That whole tuning, man, is dirty.
So seven dirty. Strings, man.
Yep.
Is that what it was?
Yep.
I saw a meme the other day. You know that meme with the farmer where he says it's not much, but it's honest work?
No.
It's just basically, it's just a regular image of a farmer, and that's all it says. But the one I saw that says, when you're a bassist in a band with 2 9-string guitars. It ain't much, but it's, that made me giggle. I enjoyed that. You're up next.
Shit, am I bringing this list up? So here's where I'm going to start going old school.
Okay.
This one, I'm going to start it with Bwomp.
What can't you say about this song, that, man?
It's such an interesting song.
Okay, like, now which version?
Oh, the...
Because they got Bwomp Reprise something? Full length.
Not the Reprise one. I originally heard it off the XX, so I'm wondering if that's the full version. Because the one I've been listening to on iTunes is...
Does it have the rap at the end? Drop from the top.
No, I think it's without that.
Drop from the top. Yeah. Okay, that's not the full version.
Okay. Yeah, that's what fucked me up because I saw there's a reprise and stuff, but it just the version I got it ends with the synths.
Okay,
does that make sense? Okay, but yeah, just like everybody's all hung up on like Linkin Park and all this other like rap metal shit, but this is what I fucking want. This has got the balls. It's got it's got better rap than fucking any of them.
I think it's because he's more like aggressive rap.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like gangster rap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It comes from a real place. Mm-hmm. Like, I listened to a little bit of Fever 333, and I felt like it was just Linkin Park 2.0 with maybe a little bit of edge to it,
mm-hmm.
but it still didn't seem fucking... It's not on this level to me.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah, I think they're... Now that you said that, I think they're opening that
They're on some show coming up. So.
I think that's a Slipknot one.
Yeah.
I think so. They blew up on Octane.
I just had a deja vu like a motherfucker, dude. No lie.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hurry up and do something different to get you out of it.
It's part of the simulation.
There's a glitch in the Matrix.
There is. Old school. I'm at your old school with Never Let It Go.
Interesting.
I like that one a lot. It's dark. It tells that story. It's got the balls. Cock and balls.
It's cool. It ends like 18 times before it like actually ends.
It does.
All that shit, yeah, too. Yeah. Yeah. It's cool, man. I dig that.
Yep. You gotta have that deep breath at the end.
I think it just has that edge. Oh, now I guess I'm seeing where the edge is compared to Slipknot. It's just different. It's not that formulated.
I feel like they don't mind taking chances.
That's true.
And I feel like probably Slipknot takes chances, too. I just don't think they pan out for me.
Gotcha.
As opposed to this.
They take safe chances.
Mm-hmm. They do. First chorus, verse, chorus, verse, chorus, breakdown.
These guys are like, I got an idea,
you
man.
Know, right. I always kind of wondered, like, when J-Man and Nothing are writing the lyrics, do they write together or just one? Yeah, they would have to, right?
They have to. Because
if somebody's got this, I got this idea for this song, and where's J-Man put his, does he rap off of that? Or like, that's something we're going to have to ask him if we ever get to talk to him.
Believe me, I've tried the past two, with the last week that we mentioned this. Uh-huh. That night I came home, I reached out to their press contact, also reached out again on Friday. Then I sunk so low as to message them on Facebook, and I even apologized. I'm like, I'm sorry, I know this is unprofessional, but we're doing a podcast and would love just to quote anything they left me unread.
Well, it's all right. We'll tag them in this shit.
Yeah, exactly. Even something. Just tell us. Whatever. Ivan, you're up.
Also from Super Buick.
Uh-huh.
I guess we're on that. Mm-hmm. These Filthy Hands.
It's pretty sweet, man.
I'd have to believe again.
Wasn't that their record label or something? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Filthy Hands.
Gotcha. That's badass, man. Anything stand out to you on that other than it just being a kick-ass tune?
I really liked the kid in the beginning.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, they had a lot
but
of
the
like,
piano
samples.
Tune. Mm-hmm. And Nothing singing over that.
Mm-hmm.
It always seemed creepy-ish to me.
For sure.
Like, he's always had like Stitch would do like... like kind of like horror music type things, you know, like
it's
sharp
for,
hits
for nothing,
right? That makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The way you just said that makes. I was trying to think all day
and
of like how do you.
That's
explain
one of those
that?
Songs too that like it starts off like that and it just continues to build throughout the rest of the song. Like it gets more intense as it progresses.
And then you got fucking gravy just.
Bing. Right.
Yes.
You're doing more with less, you know. What you got?
So
Bronson might have been in the band at that time too.
I think so too. Right. Maybe.
Yeah, because he was in XX.
Yeah, I remember that. I'm going to go with Solitaire Unraveling next.
Have to. That's on mine, too.
Mm.
I feel like I could probably say the same thing that we just did for Filthy Hands or whatever. But, man, the lyrics in this one, the way it builds up.
Remember Brian said that
he does those whammy dives and shit.
Yep.
Oh yeah, that God, that was nasty.
And it brings up like that pinch harmonic or like that natural harmonic with the coming.
That's
up.
Actually my number two.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Dude.
Black song played out existence.
Do you remember that video? It was either Brian or John that said it looked like Robin Williams at that upshot.
And it was forever Robin Williams after that. Yeah.
That's fantastic. The video, dude. Just everything about it, but especially that lyric, you don't know peace till you found suffering.
And that was, that came from Nothing, too. That's what's crazy, because we always compliment J-Man on the vocals.
Yeah.
And the lyrics and shit, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, J-Man. Nothing's got some sick shit.
Mm-hmm. Videos, man. The video was sweet.
Yeah.
In the red desert, and all the dust kicking up and stuff.
And they're in the cells and shit.
Yeah, man.
Time
cool.
Ticks away these last few moments. Mm-hmm. Is there anything left unsaid? I'm on a quest for atonement. Got to find peace of mind, a place to rest.
Oh, it's so fucking
right?
Good.
Dude, man.
Dude, it just builds on top of it. Like, I get chills.
Rest, rest. It's coming for the storm in the western furnace quarter. I'm Rembrandt, my runner. I'm Solo, that's my partner. That's Han Solo, by the way.
Dude, yeah, man. And Rembrandt, the painter, I would assume, right? That's how I always took it.
You took the fucking toothpaste?
He paints a toothpaste like,
yeah dude, like he came up with a toothpaste and he was an awesome painter.
It's
he painted with toothpaste.
painted with toothpaste.
It's like the Kevin Jesus. Pollock of cavities.
The dude that's in everything that nobody really knows his name, he does all the impressions of everything. Kevin Pollock, grumpy old man.
Oh.
Are you thinking Jackson Pollock?
No, I'm not thinking. Did asshole. I wait? Oh,
you said Kevin Pollock.
I did. Yeah. I did. That other, I mean, the other guy though, he deserves an honorable mention though. He's kind of like the Clint Howard of the comedy industry.
There you go. There you go.
You said Solitary Unraveling. I got that on my list. So I'll skip. It goes to Ivan.
That would be Blomp. Okay. Since that was said, I got QWERTY.
It's a good one.
I always say QWERTY.
That's my, what I usually it? Say, but I just
it's QWERTY. On my fucking list too. God damn it!
You got that one on your list too,
dude. Like it, that song, it's so repetitive because they just repeat their same stuff over again.
Yep.
But dude, it's catchy as shit. Yep. Fucking J-Man's flowing over that stuff, dude. It's fucking sick.
It is.
Their videos, like the last few that they came out with, have been really fucking horror movie-ish, yeah. Like mm-hmm. to the extreme.
Dude, fucking Stitch's mask with like that deep sea fish sharp teeth thing.
Mm-hmm. That's sweet looking. That's
can we sick, talk man. About the mask for just a few seconds?
Because
every fucking mask in this band is cooler than anything fucking Slipknot has done in,
agree.
In the entire career. I don't take the
even the original XX mask was just fucking nylon and like yarn or something.
Take whatever fucking mask that you're like loving Slipknot, and it's not as cool as fucking anybody's in fucking.
Do you see the ones they got now? The resin masks?
I don't think
it's just
so,
a big maybe. Smiley face.
Yeah,
it's creepy. It's dude, fucking it's, awesome, dude.
That lady was showing it on that digital tour bus.
Church.
Yeah.
The guitarist that they had after a was it after Gravy?
Yes. He's not in there now. Anymore.
Yeah, Church is gone to get. No,
that sucks.
But I liked how he had like the thorns on his mask. That shit was cool as fuck. And during that. The bassist had the bat ears and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. That looks sweet.
Sick. Everything is cool.
Yeah, sick. Man. They put on a show, man.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
A fucking show.
Yep. Yeah, it is.
And then fucking the pumpkin mask.
Mm-hmm.
They got water drums. You're going to come out with fucking like snare drums, like high school snare drums? Get the fuck out of here.
You got water drums, man.
And I hate a little bit.
It's all right. We can
so
all
I guess
do.
It comes back to me then, huh?
But I do want to touch real quick on QWERTY. Just beyond the fact that it was probably the closest thing to old school Mushroom Head.
I agree. You know? I agree with that.
Okay,
yes.
You get that feeling, because
they get the.
Yep.
One shot around the world.
There's a video of it. And I'll have to play the audio from it. But my son was obsessed with that song, and he was only 2.5, 3 at the time.
It's awesome.
And we listened to it every day driving from Highland to Valpo, the whole fucking way. And there's a video I'll have to find. I wish I could have had it queued up, but he's just like. I took a video of him singing it that he doesn't know how to enunciate it. So he's like, one shot around the world. Boom, boom. Like, it was just, I think that,
that's
that
awesome.
It just holds like a special place for me because now that's he doesn't dope. Remember it. He doesn't remember listening to it at all, but it's like, God damn it, am I old?
That's cool, man.
Yeah, so that made it on the list because of him.
There you go.
Fuck yeah.
So the next one I'm going to do is Becoming Cold.
Which one was that off
that's
of?
That's off 13, brah.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Didn't even make my list.
Never anyone at all.
Oh, okay.
I think it's just got that upbeat feel. It's real driving.
It's that fucking riff too, dude.
Yes. And then even then, like nothing's doing his thing. He's got these cool ass melodies. He does that where he kind of like stays on that note for longer than you think.
Yep.
And then J-Man
comes in with that.
Unless you know that the dream has come.
Every
dude, fucking chills, dude. Oh my god.
When are we going home? That's the fucking
dent,
And then that, once J-Man comes in,
cool,
dude. Yeah, with the lyrics that J-Man's putting in there. Oh, dude, go back and
that's like it's like flooding into me now. How do we get here?
How do we get here?
It's such a fucking good sing along song, dude.
It is, man.
And even that last, they break it down. The last end of that song is just like, dun, dun. Oh, I forget the fucking thing.
Dude, man. Sick. That is awesome.
It just breaks it down as it's ending. It's just fucking heavy.
Damn that dude, because, what was it, Universal?
I think so.
They were signing Universal during that one. I'm sorry. I signed the contract. Fucking, that was that album was like a whole nother level, you know, because like, you had XX, and then, like, that was just, like, a compilation. It's like, okay, yeah, we've heard these songs already. It's, you know, they're still great and all that shit. But when that one came out, it was, like, fresh new songs and shit, dude. It was
It's got
amazing.
The production behind it. And
it did. Yeah, it did.
That you can do.
Oh, man. But, Skinny still did that one.
Skinny did it?
Mm-hmm.
The recording?
Yeah, I'm sure they had it mastered and shit like that. Probably fancier stuff.
I still like Save Your Sorrow. I just don't think sonically it's as clear or as cut as 13.
13? I think 13 is the best production-wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you got to figure being signed to the big label, just coming off
What about this next one coming out? Who are they signed with right now?
I don't, dude, this album's getting pushed back,
Are they still with Megaforce?
I don't know.
Last I checked, that was the last one I had heard. Mm-hmm. So I don't quote me on it though.
I was gonna comment on this. Like, I don't even know. Like, I read an interview 2 years ago. It was due by spring 2019. Now it's been pushed out to April 2020.
Hmm.
And that was an interview I saw on Digital Tour Bus, who I reached out today to as well. Let's see if they ever wanted to talk.
That'd be cool.
Pretty interesting. But that, because he did Digital Tour Bus with Jackie.
Yeah, I watched that one.
Yeah, that's, she was talking about that. She's like, okay, it's gonna be. That? Did I what?
Did she mention that on there?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Because she was saying, because remember when she took all the masks out of the closet? She's like, and we're going to have a full new set of masks for the next tour. Yeah, because
she's talking about the resin ones. Yes.
Yeah. But she said it was coming out in 2020, April.
Okay.
420.
What better time?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool, that was my choice, man.
The what?
Those are some cool paintings they had.
Yeah. I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna say, since no one has said it, but I don't know if I want to say it yet because it might be somebody else's number one.
Oh, it's probably my number one. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I've already
said my number one, but I'm elaborating.
I'm gonna go into Slaughterhouse Road.
Oh no, that's not my number.
Well, I'm not gonna say your number one. I went to another one that I had.
Oh, I don't really even know if it's it.
Probably
can't
is.
See your thing.
I can't even read my fucking handwriting either. But Slaughterhouse Road from Beautiful Stories, I thought it was an interesting one. It had the most listens to on Spotify. I know it was on Octane for a while. I thought it was cool. It was interesting.
I don't think I've heard
that one. I have to go back and listen to that entire album because I kind of scuffed it off.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did. It's just now that we're in this zone, we can talk about it. You can tell between those two last albums, the chaos that was going on in that band. There wasn't a lot of clear direction on shit, and there's a lot of turmoil, man.
I think that's why Pig Venus and Gravy left, because they saw the band going in a certain direction, and they're like...
Mm. I think I read that on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I think that
sucks. You have this baby that you've had, and it kind of expands, but you don't really know where it's going to go.
Because wasn't that with Nothing? But like, they had a disagreement with Nothing about where it was going, and then they left, and then now fucking Nothing's gone anyway. So that's interesting.
So this,
I guess you guys will have to come on and explain yourself sometime.
That'd be great.
It'd be dope if Gravy came back.
Yeah,
I'm on the Gravy train, dude.
Gravy train. Hi-yo.
I like Church too. Church was cool.
Yeah. So according to Wikipedia, I don't know how accurate this is. I was hoping you guys could weigh in. We have
Steve Rogers, Captain America.
Steve Rockhorst. I can't pronounce his name, but that's the guy who took over for Jeff in 2018.
Do they have an album with him on it yet?
No.
That's the one we're talking about. Okay.
Yep.
One,
yeah. Okay. Skinny Drums.
I'm sorry.
Skinny Stitch. Dr. F on bass. Robbie. Keyboards. J-Man. And then Tank X or something.
So Stitch is gone?
No, Stitch is in there.
Smotch is gone, right?
Yeah, Smotch is gone.
Okay, I don't know Stitch's real name. So when you said Robbie, I was like,
I'm sorry. Well, that's what that guy was credited as with the last name that I couldn't pronounce. See, this is why we need him on the show. Correct me. Correct me. I'm purposely doing this.
I'm pretty sure Stitch and Skinny are the only... Well, not J-Man. Yeah, he's back too. But the only originals right there.
Now, have you guys seen footage of them, like with the new guy, with Steve?
He sounds like Nothing back in the day, dude.
Yeah.
And I was going to say that guy was in Pitch Black Forecast with J-Man. I believe he was the bass player.
Really?
Yeah. And that fucking band, dude, that was killer, dude.
I remember you were preaching them a long time ago, too. Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I trust them. I haven't heard or seen anything with them specifically, but I'm down.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
You know, it's crazy because they toured. It's like kind of the same scenario where after 13, they toured for a couple of years with Waylon. Then they put out Save Your Sorrow. You know, you got to look at Righteous and the Butterfly was 2014. The new dude came in 2018 and they're touring and stuff. So maybe it's kind of like the same cycle.
You know what I kind of want to see? I was just thinking about it.
Huh.
I want to hear more Jackie. Yeah. Instead of like being in a song here and there, that'd be cool to have her like do the three singer thing again and have her do parts in like songs. You know,
that's true. Every song. That's a good point, man. She sounds incredible. She's a great hype person on stage and shit like that. Weren't you at that Mayhem when they played last time? Mm-hmm. It didn't seem chaotic at all on stage, did it? It was real smooth and.
Although I was like,
I'm sure you were. I'm sure you were. You were up there for Cannibal Corpse, weren't you?
I wasn't in front or nothing like that. No, dude. Oh, we were chilling a little bit in the back drinking.
Yeah. That was a good year. I think that was the last Mayhem.
It was. No. Nope. It was one more after that.
Was there one after there? El Nino played that year, too. It was cool.
I don't remember.
I liked El Nino.
I didn't.
Maybe I remember that song.
Which one? There's a couple. All the lies in me. Oh, from Freddy vs. Jason. Yes. Soundtrack! Movie soundtracks, man. The best. Okay. Ivan.
What number are we on?
I don't even know.
Like,
how many
I
got left?
I got three left.
That seems about right.
Yeah, I got three left.
But one of them was mentioned right.
Yeah, one of them is mentioned.
Oh, wait, no,
too.
Never mind. I don't think so. Simple Survival.
That's a good one, man.
That is a catchy fucking
It
tune,
is.
Man.
That was the one for they did the video for, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They did the video for the other one, too.
For 1200?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, they did.
Yep. Did they?
Yeah, I think that one's bloody, too.
That's shocking.
Yeah, dude, this is another one of them skinny riffs where he's just riffing on that fucking, the one chord and everybody's...
Gravy?
Yeah, gravy. What did I say?
Skinny.
Skinny. Skinny gravy.
I thought you were doing the kick.
But Skinny does have that really fucking cool, goddamn fill in the middle of it. Like all those really high drums.
Mm-hmm. It's like the rototoms. Yeah. I can't think of the fill offhand, but...
Yeah, check it out.
I'll trust you. Yeah.
That's good.
That's a good song. Good chorus, man.
It's a good introduction to fucking Waylon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. He's so good.
Yeah.
He's such talented, a good singer. Man. Yeah, he is, dude. Canker Sore.
I like that song.
It's a good one.
Canker Sore, love you like a man.
It's just fun. Odd. Yeah, it's a weird, fun, creepy. I mean,
it's just one of them like almost like interlude songs.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I like how he's just like kind of like flowing with it. Rob is one.
Dude, that's sweet, man. I enjoyed it, man.
Hell yeah.
Ivan.
That's my number two is Solitaire. Solitaire and Rivaling.
Okay.
So yeah, two of the things Ivan's already said for me. So the one before I start repeating what he said is Kill Tomorrow.
That's a good one.
That's a good fucking opening tune, dude.
Yes it is, man. Those drums are fucking sweet.
And we can if we want to lead you from here. And then just digga, 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 digga.
It's all about
just
that production,
man. Just let J-Man do his thing, man.
Yep, and it happened, man. Oh.
And that chorus is fucking catchy, too.
It is. Just live with the strobes going. Oh, man, it was great.
I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about these things, man.
I want to
love to see that shit again. I ain't seen him since 06, man.
It's been a long time. Get back into it. Yeah. Dude, it's funsies. Oh, I'm sure we'll get it soon. I think they were just around with ICP, I think.
Yeah, that was the last one.
Yeah,
they were on tour when they did the bus thing with Jackie.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the Faygo.
That's right. Yeah, man, digital tour bus is always out there. Man, I hope if you're listening, checking us out before you say yes to an interview, man. We like you. I don't want to see this next one because it's my last one, but so I'm gonna jump to you. What's your number one?
My number one is Before I Die.
Yep, that's it.
That was the very first song I heard because it's number one off of M3.
Oh shit! I lost my wallet.
Holy
fuck.
That's not a good feeling.
No, it's not a good feeling. Hold on.
Sorry.
What'd you forget?
Oh, here it is. It's right here.
I did that
the other day. Yeah, dude, that was like my very first song I heard of them. And like, I had hair back then, so it was like blowing back from the computer screen. I was like, fucking cheat. Like, my lips are rippling in the wind.
Yeah.
And then after that, Solitaire was like the first video I saw of them.
Yeah.
And I was hooked.
That's badass, man. No, it's same for me. My first introduction to them was at Ozfest 2002. And we were late going in the gate and they were playing. They were just finishing up. And I remember like when it hits, they blew off the cannons and they had all like the confetti and shit like that. And I just remember like just following everybody and like running into the pit. And I was like, this is awesome. So it was my first song hearing it, but live, I was like, man, these guys are fucking sweet, dude.
It's cool, man.
It was cool.
So you guys are all done then, right?
Yep, that's all.
Okay, so like I said, the only two I had left was, I just talked about Simple Survival with Ivan, and then the one at the top of my list was Sun Doesn't Rise. And I think that one's just right off the bat, you just hear nothing come in and,
yeah,
you know, it kind of catches you. And like my favorite part of it, you know, obviously J-Man's doing his thing again, but the ending,
yeah.
And then when he breaks it down, like,
yeah,
I can feel my first.
Oh, dude, they do that digital thing.
Yeah, they're like, oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's good.
Dude, it is good, man. Would we? So I think it's we're kind of in agreement that 13 was probably their best.
It's interesting.
Collectively?
I jammed that CD, so it's hard to. I can't argue with it.
I always throw in XX because it has all the good ones in there.
See, that's a weird one, too. Do you want to consider that like a whole thing, or do you want to. Like, it's like we were talking about with the album wise. Do you
right.
consider it all in one?
I guess. You'd have to. You're kind of encompassing the strongest points from those first.
It's like
three.
Your greatest hits, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it was so many people's first exposure to it them, was mine, though, too. Yeah. Like four, I was like, 43 tracks. Jesus Christ. How am I going to listen to this?
Those are just silent right, 3 second
like,
ones.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
We do at least have to honorably mention the whole Joe and the black metal thing. That whole skit.
Oh, dude. Yeah, yes. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, we have to mention that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm just a white boy from the suburbs. No, damn right, you're a white boy.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Motherfucking devil walking down the street. Motherfucking devil stabbing the fucking neck. Joke.
Did we talk about the whole J-Man story on the phone?
You told me. You mentioned it on the podcast once.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah. You were talking to J-Man. He got
that's awesome.
Robin on it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. It's like, hey, do it.
I remember... Was it when we contempt? No, it might have been when Metaphysical. I wanted to go record with Pops in his studio.
Yeah?
I wanted to bad.
That'd be cool.
Damn, dude. I felt like back in the local band days, you always heard about people having the studios and wanting to go there. Like Evan Mortis went and did it with Flatus from Guar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All those bands were just... They were just creating that access, you know what I mean? Even like Rob Arnold now, you know, still laughing, people record and shit.
Yeah, how cool would that be?
It would be fucking sweet. Be
I
really
know
sweet.
We were talking about going into Spider Studios back in the day.
Yeah?
Or we had some line of contact with it.
I was going to mention Byron.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He still got our camera, man. Give us our camera bag. I did a little bit further research. I don't know if it's current, but apparently Waylon is in a band called The Killer's Confession. They released a album called Unbroken in 2017, and they are signed to Dave Ellefson's EMP label group.
Really?
Oh, I didn't know about that, but I heard some shit from it.
Good?
Good. Good.
Yeah, real good?
I thought somebody was talking about it recently. Mm-hmm. Nice.
I have to check that out. But, you know, we're trying to sell you Mushroom Head. These songs were pretty much...
I want
to
share it on our... I could do it on the iTunes thing.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
And you could... Either one of you guys want to put it on Spotify.
Okay.
Like our 10 Mushroom Head songs.
That'd be sweet. Yeah.
We got to figure out which 10 we're going to put on. A lot of them we kind of overlap, so...
We did.
We'll have to
go back and listen and put them all in there. But, I don't know. Check it out, guys, if you don't
What was your guys' favorite costumes?
XX days for me.
For sure.
Yeah.
With That's the fucking it. White and black.
Yep.
Yep. That was my favorite too.
Even though now it's cool, but.
I mean, yeah. But it was something about the whole military get up thing, and they all had the same masks, which was cool.
Yep. It made it more of a uniformed mystique, kind of, in a way. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I always liked Skinny's mask once he had, like, the dreads. And, like, I like how they looked like it was like a pumpkin, like a jack o' lantern.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I just,
dude, they're fucking
any
sweet.
Any of those that they come out with,
they're all XX awesome, but
awesome.
God, it's
shout out to those DVDs though. The fucking DVDs that they put out were awesome.
Presto, bitch! No one can see you now.
Remember when they're like, they're looking at the people outside the bus and they're just like,
like we're going to get something to eat.
And they say, like, sucking dick or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
And the one roadie tripped over the car is like, whoop, I'm a fucking idiot. I didn't see that car.
Like, in the Becoming Cold music video, he's like, there's that guy fixing something on stage, and there's the photographer that's filming the shit. He's like, get out of the way, asshole. He's like,
oh, those are good stuff.
Yeah. But what about J-Man's mask? That because usually he painted his face and it was the
when he came back he had like some like a Roman thing ain't it
yeah. It's like a Spartan helmet skull face
yeah
fucking awesome
dude man he's always been awesome solid fucking awesome. Guy dude It's awesome Hell yeah. stuff, man.
Can't tell we like J-Man.
Yeah.
I also liked Waylon's mask in there because the mouth part was just kind of like the lines.
Mm-hmm. See, I had to check that. I always remember him with the fucking that cell fucking
the
yeah
the
is that what that was thing. That's exactly
it was
what
from
it was.
The cell yeah
where do you come from you come from you don't care I won
bathing in milk and shit
milk suckers
that was a good movie dude
sugar water
thank you so much
more
God, oh, I love Men in Black. That's our second Men in Black reference.
Sugar, Edgar, you're scared to hang off your face. Burger!
Oh, I like when he was like walking into that like store and that one lady was standing there and he's like,
Where's Patrice?
Oh, I gave him a break.
Those movies are fucking gold. Solid. Those trilogies are just fantastic.
Yeah.
Wata wata.
No, that was more of like fucking the dude in Phantom Menace that had Anakin as a slave.
Oh, yeah.
Wata
oh,
wata. Yeah, yeah.
I just want to do this voice. I just want to keep doing it.
For That's a He's lot on... of mouths to feed, all 78 million of them.
I think we killed the animal.
No, oh, Jesus Christ.
Don't do that again.
Remember when she's trying to give him like? Remember when she's trying to give him the hints and he's like, he's not getting it, and even he's like, oh,
yeah,
underneath it.
Oh, Jesus Christ! So check out Mushroom Head.
On that note, how can you top that?
Yeah, you can't. We're Wasted Attention. Check us out. WastedAttention@gmail.com. Should Mushroomhead hear this and want to talk to us?
Or if you got corrections, comments, omissions, WastedAttention@gmail.com. We're going to start putting this up on our Spotify and iTunes. We'll have to share a link.
Yes, we will do that.
And then socials, all Wasted Attention. So I think that's all.
That's all there.
Comment, like, subscribe.
Yep.
Hit the notification bell.
Yeah,
we'll pop back with a mini review of Hell Yeah and Slipknot. Talk about the show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe have some footage.
It'll be great. We'll talk about our 950 Miller Lights, the 16 ounce.
Jesus,
$10 parking. But anyways, enjoy. Thank you for listening, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace.